not a Shechayonu issue. It's not even a Kelim Chadoshim issue, I hold, because they're not buying it for themselves. It's not even a Masu. There is a din not to buy Choshev a Kelim, the 9 days, even without the Shechayonu issue, but to buy a significant purchase. It's nichlal, and that in itself creates simcha. That's in itself masum matnichel simcha. Maybe you're buying it for someone else, but I held the very nature that you're buying a gift for someone. That's mamish mas. I felt that's mamish matnichel simcha. So they talk, you shouldn't do it. They should talk, wait till after the 9 days. That's that. Those two shailas that came up last night. Then the third shaila came up this morning. What? Then there are coolers tonight. You can certainly apply the same rules as Chalamoid. If it's going to be Nichlal and the Dover Aved, whether mitzad the purchase price or the availability. You want to hear an interesting shaila? I don't know how to find. So the guy who was buying the gift for his father, he was buying him a very expensive piece of silver, I don't know, some silver gift, very expensive, very choshev. So I said, it seemed like buying it, if he couldn't buy it the 9 days, he wouldn't be able to buy it here, it would have to be bought somewhere else in order to deliver it to the father on time. So I said, maybe it's a dover ave. So he said, they have an eitzah to buy something else. It wouldn't be as good a gift. It wouldn't be as chashuv, but it would be good enough. Like, nothing to sneeze at, nothing to sneer at. So I had a paskin. So here's the case. I knew the fella. And the fella has very high tastes. Not like me. The father has very high tastes. So even though it would have been good enough, I held it was dover aved. So I said, it's up to you. I said, I know your father, and the appreciation of a better quality item would be meaningful to him, even though the other thing is good enough. So therefore, it's really dover aved, and therefore you'll choose what to do, whatever you want. I think you're allowed to. That was it. Then I had another shaila. It says binyan shel simcha is also. Binyan shel simcha. And that includes a lot of things. If you want to add a room onto your house, you know, she puts them in the house. So it really depends. You know, if it's needed, you need another room to breathe in, you know, to get out of a soundproof room, you know. So then it's mutter, you know. But if you just an extra room, that's called binyan shel simcha also. So somebody asked me, his kid has this a very chush of a clubhouse. His kid and his friends built a very chush of a clubhouse, and his kid is over 10. Over 10 already is maybe shayach to be mesabel on Yerushalayim. Right, the shear of chinuch for these things would be if he has some connection to be mesabel on Yerushalayim. Right, you did this Motzei Shabbos, if you think you have a kid to give the wine to for Havdalah, if you're going to do that eight, so remember the kid has to be old enough to be mechuyev in the chinuch of bracha, and young enough not to be in the chinuch of mesabel al Yerushalayim, which I always make the same joke every year. You know, the adults aren't shy to be mesabel al Yerushalayim. So what do you want from the kids? But here was a 10.5-year-old, the clubhouse. So I said, very likely it is also. His mom is a binyan shel simcha, doesn't need it to live in. And if he's over gia the chinuch. So I told the father to decide if his kid's shayach to be nosabal on Yerushalayim. If he's old enough to be nosabal on Yerushalayim, then chinuch kicks in, and a clubhouse is a binyan shel simcha. Okay.
How do you figure out if the kid's shayach? Is there a question you should ask him?
No, you have to know your kid. You have to know if he has any shaykhs. My 7-year-old, my 7's already young, yeah, you don't have to be a big chacham, the kid. If he feels some sense of loss, that's what it means. Feels some sense of loss.
goes to the Kotel and he understands there's something missing there.
Understands? I would say a little deeper than that. Misabel means he feels a sense of loss. He feels something, I don't know, I can't describe it any better. He feels some sense of loss, not just the knowledge that something's missing. It has to be Shaykh L'Hisabel al Yerushalayim, it says. Misabel means to feel some sense of loss. He's not going to cry, he's not going to, you know, mourn, he's not going to, but some sense of loss. That's like, it could be, it's too much. I think like adults don't have it, so like why should a kid? But you could be mechanic him to, he's shayach to it. You mechanic him to feel that sense of loss. Say you can't go to your clubhouse, you can't build your clubhouse because Hashem doesn't have his house. So you're going to go build your house, you know, now's the time to feel bad that there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you're going to build yourself a, you know, something a kid could relate to and like feel like a tzip. Feel something, perhaps. I don't know.
Isn't it the more that he's shy to feel that sense of loss, not that he does?
Yeah, if he, yeah, you don't have to feel it already. If he's shy to feel it, you have to be mechanechim in that. So really, the age to drink the wine of Abdullah, it's not that big a window. Oh, I don't know. No, I take that back. Because chinuch and brachos nowadays starts from around 2 or 3. In mechanech and brachos, even though a mechanech them sometimes can just say words, the real chinuch and brachos is that he has this sense that the food's coming from a power, not from the mother or the father. He has some sense that the food's coming from Hashem. You know, it's coming from a power. It's coming from something like even beyond mommy and tati. Not in a sophisticated sense. In a childish sense. It's coming from somewhere, and he's saying thank you to that something. You know, maybe 3 years old. I mean, I'm just speaking out. The chinuch of brachos does not mean when he's able to say the bracha, and you can say, oh, how cute. That's not what it is. What?
In the case of the gift, this is mitzvah to purchase or mitzvah to present
the gift?
The what? Is it mitzvah to purchasing the gift or mitzvah to present
the gift? Is the purchasing. Masu matan shel simcha I'm talking about.
Even if it's not for you,
that's why it's not osur out being kind of kelim chadoshim. That's why medaf onkum in some din of masu matan shel simcha. I felt, that's what I felt, that you're buying a gift of appreciation for someone is mamish masu matan shel simcha. Like, you know, you're in a good mood and you feel good and you're able to, you know, you made the purchase, you picked it out, you bought the card that goes along with it, you got some nice wrapping paper.
You see, if it's for a mitzvah, it could be
for a mitzvah? Not the mitzvah of saying thank you. No, that's not called for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, that's not. No, for a mitzvah would be. When you're doing it out of a sense of obligation. If you're doing it out of a sense of obligation, you really don't feel like doing it. That's what I would say. You know, you're doing it out of a sense of obligation. You have to chip in to buy a going away present for the Mora. I don't know. You don't really want it. I don't know if that's a mitzvah either. Okay, then there's the thing of the 9 days. Also, we had Binyan Shel Tzir V'Chir. It's also Binyan Shel Simcha. So the Lamaisa really, nowadays, I mean, it would practically apply to painting. So again, you know, if there's mold in your house and the Ruchotanim are coming over, you got to cover up the mold, so you're allowed to paint. But or even if you want to cover up the mold for yourself, but to paint, you know, to give a fresh coat of paint, that's nichlal in binyan shel tzir v'chir. Even wallpapering, d'achrona maser. Even wallpapering. You want to put fresh wallpaper on, that's included in binyan shel tzir v'chir, which is also okay. Some other things came up. I was really a little surprised. I went over the achronim with the business about getting kelim chadoshim, significant kelim chadoshim, like a new refrigerator. You know, like a significant new purchase is always, even if there's no shechiyonu for whatever reason, if you're not even going to use it yet. So our menu is to make shechiyonu b'shas use, but just the purchase of a significant thing for the household is really called Masul Matan Shel Simcha. So the Achronim, I really don't understand this so well, but I looked through the Svarim, and there seems to be a basis, a consensus, that you're not allowed to order it. Not quite sure why. Maybe that's now I'm thinking as I'm speaking, maybe that's like Hesach Daite of Avelus. Just like by laundry, we have like a specific thing that you can't do the laundry. Like doing the laundry is called Hesach Das. You're busying yourself, it's like a little too mundane. You should have, you know, you shouldn't get so distracted from the Avelus. So maybe ordering is not else. What was bothering me is that, why would that be Nigdar as being Asur as part of the general Isser of Masul Matan Shel Simcha? L'chay, if you're just ordering it, but maybe it's Hesach Tati of Avelus, maybe it's like doing laundry. But it's something, it's like called a distraction from Avelus. So you're picking out a purchase, a major purchase, and you're ordering it. Maybe that's the gather of Asur. Garden, I had a shadow of a garden also came up. So a garden is Asur. So work in a garden is Mutter. Chazal only asked Natiya, but if the gardener wants to come, it can be, it's very Nagay, you know, with Shemitah coming up. So he wants to come, and he wants to plant something before Tu B'Shvat, before Tu B'Av, and you really can't let him the 9 days. If you're doing it for the food, Taka, maybe it's not a Natiya Shel Simcha. But most of the time, you're not doing it for the food, you're doing it for the beauty in the garden, to have a nice garden. So the Taka Asr. Taka Asr, that's Natiya Shel Simcha. Okay, and then Svarim. So Svarim could also, we talked about Svarim. So there's a case where some Achronim take the position that buying Svarim will always be called Lidvar Mitzvah, which is Mutter. But I don't know, my feeling is that nowadays the practicality is you don't need, it's not, you know, you don't need the Sefer, you know. You wait until now, or your shul, or your daven has the Sefer, or you could borrow it from someone. You don't really need it. And I would think the simcha outweighs the mitzvah aspect of buying a Sefer. So I would hesitate. I would think, if it's a significant purchase, we're not talking about you pick up something, you know, you pick up a Sefer that you see. But a significant purchase, you buy an encyclopedia, Talmud is fine, you always wanted to buy it. Okay, good. So that's all these shaylos. Okay, let's go to item. Sid Gimel is Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. That's the Mechaber Shita, where the Makbid from Rosh Chodesh, Ashkenazim that is. Asurim L'Saper, and Ashkenazim on Makbid, of course, from Shavasim B'Tamuz. Ulechabes, really there's a whole Arichos here. The bottom line of the arichos is that all forms of laundry are usur, even though, okay, afilu ein rotzu l'lav shu'ata, that's important. Because there's another isser, separate from this, and that's lulbosh begodim b'chubasim. But here we're talking about the etzem doing the laundry is considered a hesach das of avelus, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Simchot and Chafalef. And therefore, it's also even if you're going to first wear it after Tisha B'Av. If you don't want to call it Kechad Asr, the Chronim are not matter so much, so quickly, I should say. They're not matter so quickly, you know, spot clean. They're not matter it so quickly. They put up a fuss. It turns out, you know, if you're embarrassed and it's really, really not nice to walk around like that, so just water, you know, don't use any detergent and just do with water. But they're not so quick to say, yeah, it's okay. Which is a little surprising because Chalamoid, it's okay. But I guess this is more Chomer because of Hesach Taitim Me'Avelus. So it can be more Machmer. V'chein ha-mechubosim me'kodem, you're not allowed to put on, whether it's putting on or using it for linen, you know, bedspreads, whatever. V'afilu mitmechos ha-yadayim ba'ashulchan osur. Towels even, really. So towels, you always have a ready-made excuse, really. You know, if it's disgusting, or if it's, you know, disease-carrying. Yeah, a you got to switch the towels, especially in a shul. No, you really got to switch them. It's 10 years now. I've never used a towel. I've never used a public towel yet. You let your hands drip dry. What's wrong?
It's hot. One doesn't have.
What?
One doesn't have.
If what? For Shabbos, the tablecloth is also asur. But by the way, there's a difference between there's a slight difference on Shabbos between clothing mechubasim and tablecloths and bedspreads, linens that are mechubasim. Clothing that are mechubasim is mutter for Shabbos, but not linens that are mechubasim or towels. Only clothing. The eights in your case would be to mess it up a little. Crumple it up, have your kids play with it for 2 minutes, jump up and down, they'll have anor, and you'll be able to use it. Win-win. It's pressing it. Okay, I'm not going to go through all these details. L'maisa, we ask for everything. Okay, Latzorich Mitzvah and Isha, if it's necessary to have Levonim, proper Levonim, so she's Muteris Lakabes Melubish Levonim, that's called Latzorich Mitzvah. Bechleit Shabbos. Okay, you can't give in to the laundry, you can't give in to the Chinese laundry. What a pity. Also, you can't give any stuff to a laundry, you have to be Swedish. Okay, so. I think you can't iron your clothing either. But maybe if you have a dirty, not mechubasim, can you just iron it? Again, if it's priest and it's not nice, and you really can't wear it. And it's not part of a cleaning process, so you could. It's not part of a cleaning process. You're just ironing it out, because it's really, like, it's very creased. It's very, okay. Underwear with makil, it's really a cooler. Not so partial. But with makil, Shabbos is more, you could have one clean shirt for Shabbos. So it's not like a underwear and pants, I don't know how often.
How early could you put it on for Shabbos?
When you get dressed for Shabbos. Whenever you get dressed for Shabbos, whenever you're getting dressed for a couple of Shabbos.
It's only one clean shirt.
What?
Only one clean shirt, one clean wear.
You have to do what you do every week. It's an Eitzah, you know, sometimes they give you that as an Eitzah if Tisha B'Av's on Thursday. So they tell you Shabbos to put on, you know, but then it's a question of Hachana. And that's pretty normal. This year it's not Megaya. It ends up being Megaya shirts. I don't know, maybe pants also. I told my wife I'm wearing the same pair of pants for the last 6 months. I'm going to start changing it to 9 days. So those gray pants? I said, they're not gray. Okay, okay, let's go right to Sivdalad Lachartinas Mutalasabra Lachavis Miyad. The chiluk with Shabbos, if you remember, that people don't realize that there's a chiluk between matzo'os and clothing for Shabbos. Maybe people don't realize it's mutter to wear mechubasim clothing for Shabbos. But you can't do laundry for Shabbos. That they weren't mocking. You're only wearing one clothing. That's interesting. In the Mechavah's world, Big Day Shabbos is awesome. Big Day Shabbos is awesome. Certainly New Begadim is awesome. It's only Mechubasim, laundered, that's mutter. Yeah, that's something else. Yeah.
Where
does
Shabbos? There's no
Shabbos. What? Yeah, it's not coming from the Mechaber. Well, it could be, right? Tisha B'Av Shabbos could be from there. But it's not coming from the Mechaber. Okay, lachar atainus, you can do it right away, but you can't. You have to wait till the next day after chatzos.
How about meat and haircut?
For sure. For sure, that's more chomer. Also, everything is chatzos. So, this year you don't have a problem. You know, many years it's a Friday. What you're thinking of, there's always an issue. Can you do laundry Thursday night when it's Friday? That's the issue. So that then matter, because Takanas Ezra was out there on Thursday night. And again, you have to wait till Friday. But it's not, that's more of a minute. Could be, there's more Mokum and Aloha to be Makil. People call up, they're going on a trip. Everybody's like waiting. Once that's nice. Okay, we'll stop here.
Drip dry, could make what? If you wash your hands, probably do this in for a mozzie. Could that be a problem to let it drip dry?